When the fear of God disappears, sin takes over. Paul wraps up his argument that all are under sin in Romans chapter 3, verse 18, whenever he says, "There is no fear of God before their eyes." And this is the root issue. Sin thrives where the fear of God is absent. When God is small in your mind, sin becomes big in your life. The fear of God is not terror, it's reverence. It's seeing God rightly as holy and just and sovereign, and then responding accordingly. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." Without it, everything unravels. We don't fear God, so we flirt with sin. We minimize His holiness, so we excuse our behavior. But when you truly see God through the lens of His Word, His majesty, His purity, it changes how you live. And the gospel restores the fear of God, not as dread of condemnation, but as awe of redemption. So you don't run from Him, you bow before Him. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, restore a right fear of You in my heart so that I may walk in wisdom and holiness. Here's two peoples that you can pray for today. Jeremy and Mandy Hambrice and their family are missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also pray for the Lingala Lifeword broadcast that's for the people of the Democratic Republic of the Congo.